Com.
Four officials on paid leave were reinstated and reassigned into unspecified positions at this review's conclusion, while at least one individual connected with failed management policies has received a promotion. The bottom line is that over 1 year later, no State Department personnel have been held accountable for the department's failure to protect the Benghazi consulate and the U.S. personnel there. Not one. I wish I did, but I just don't see the level of accountability that Benghazi warrants, indeed, that Benghazi demands. And meanwhile, not one terrorist perpetrator has been captured.
Yes, indeed. Frustration still bubbling over Benghazi. That was Congressman Ed Royce, Republican from California. What I like that he said there, no level of accountability, and even, in fact, one person involved in some of what happened at the State Department promoted, no less. It's just the same old, isn't it? This show isn't the same old. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope you're doing well out there in those nooks and crannies. Boy, a lot is happening, and we've got the buzz in your backyard. The buzz in the backyard emanating out of Washington that could affect you, depending on whether or not you work for the government. Certainly affects you probably on the frustration needle moving in the wrong direction, and that has to do with whether or not we're going to have the budget again. But we're all, that's just like noise, white noise in the background. But is there going to be any kind of a government shutdown? And then there is also this debate over defunding Obamacare, or tossing it out for another year. The Republicans in the House want to do that. They say they'll, you know, lift the debt ceiling, pass budget, but they want their Keystone Pipeline, and they want to defund Obamacare. It'll never, ever work in the Senate. And in the meantime, you have to think of the money that's been spent on the 5,000, of course, more government jobs, agents specifically already trained and ready to go to war with people who don't have insurance. When that kicks in and you celebrate the new year, woohoo, the ball drops on Times Square. It drops on Obamacare, that individual mandate, unless something at the last minute changes, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So right at the top, we're singing the blues, aren't we? But trust me, we will lighten the load on this show. Of course, also coming up this hour, how many of you have been touched by cancer? How many of you have lost, you know, someone you loved in your family or a friend to cancer and were stunned by it? But they were healthy. How did that happen? All of a sudden, they had stage four. One of the worst stories was Gene Upshaw. He used to represent the players in the NFL who suddenly just didn't feel well, goes to the hospital. 2 days later, boom, that's it, riddled with cancer. So anyway, we're going to talk to Alana Stewart. You might recognize her name. She's the ex-wife of Rod Stewart, the rocker. And she's doing more than being on the pages of, you know, the New York Post or at the Emmy shows or whatnot. She's running a foundation for her best friend, Farrah Fawcett, who died from cancer, and they are partnering up with Stand Up to Cancer. And I think it's a good organization, the Stand Up to Cancer organization, because as we've had them on the show, they're spreading the information. These doctors in the past, if somebody handled prostate cancer or breast cancer or liver cancer or whatever it was, would you believe, of course, they kept the information to themselves and didn't share it. There was no sharing of, here's what we found that works, here's what may help, here's this kind of treatment, the antibodies, whatever it is they're working on. And now that's happening through the channels of Stand Up to Cancer. So I think it's a good story. It's a move in the right direction, for goodness sake, to have these doctors sharing info and trying to work on more cutting-edge stuff, and when somebody finds something where the patient responds, they pass the information on instead of keeping it in a file somewhere, and they are like ships passing in the night. They never, ever shared anything in the past, even in hospitals or practices where they were practicing, a cancer center. It's crazy, but that's changing because of things like Stand Up to Cancer. Also, during this hour of America tonight, some odds and ends. It includes stocks and cheeseburgers and Siri. What do they have in common? You got to stick around, and I'll tell you what they have in common. And trust me, they do. So at the top, when I'm mentioning the fact that here it is, we're past that year mark with Benghazi, and I mean, this is just going to be like the echo chamber, where that was ultimately one of the summer of our discontent's main themes, that, geez, can we not get some straight answers on the whole Benghazi thing? Just give us the answer. Let's close the book on this thing. Let's move on. Who's responsible? Who dropped the ball? Who passed the buck? And how come we're not further along on this? And the answer is because I think this is typical politics, and there's not going to be a bottom line answer, even though you'll have somebody like Daryl Issa who pushes and pushes and pushes for something to happen, the congressman from California, or even Ed Royce for that matter, or whoever. But it goes on deaf ears because there's really, I don't think, anything that's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be somebody that's ultimately answering for the deaths of the four people over in Libya that they were clearly targeted and trapped like mice in a trap, in a mouse trap. It's awful to think about that. But the families, to their credit, are trying very hard to not let that die down, and so are a few of the politicians too. But I unfortunately am cynically think this is just another one that you're going to file away, as we have no answer for it, and nobody is going to be accountable. Nobody's going to be held accountable for what happened in that terrible, terrible, terrible attack. In the meantime, when we slide from Benghazi to what now is front and center, it's what I mentioned about the budget and the dollars and cents of, for goodness sake, how can we not get this right? And how do we keep having Groundhog Day every single year? Because that's what happens. There's the threat of shutting down the government. Then there's the talk of, well, what can we cut here? And I'll give you this if you give me that. And it's never equals out. So what you now have happening is this massive tug of war over the possibility of defunding, of replacing Obamacare. And the House is pitching that. They're pitching the bill to replace Obamacare. And they say the Senate is not going to, they're just not going to cave in on it. They're not going to do that. So the White House, I don't believe, is worried because the two chambers won't reconcile. However, they will point to it and say, this landmark legislation, there's no way they are going to go back on this. Then you have companies like Walgreens that are going to move 160,000 workers to private health care exchanges because it doesn't make any sense for them anymore. My, oh my. Hoy vey. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Reminder. That's an expression. We've got our Nail the Score contest in our next hour for three segments. And here's the deal. At least for one time only. I don't know. Maybe we'll extend it into the following week. We'll try it out. We're going to let you pick the game of the week. So forget the computer. I'm instructing Nathan to smash it with a ball peen hammer. No, maybe that's not a good idea. Ted Anderson wouldn't like that. We won't destroy his property. we'll just put it back in its box.
Be nice.
Yes, we'll be nice. There's always George and all the great people over there at the studio. I mean, I swear George is like the wise old owl. Might even be old. I'd say he's like the wise owl. He's constant. He's like working around the clock, this guy. All these guys at the mighty Genesis Communications Network. Equipment galore. So we're going to give him a break. We're going to give him that break with the computer this time around. And we're going to give you a break. So the incentive here is you pick the game. It can be any game. And I'll list the games off for you, and I'll pick a game myself, and you can throw out the score for that. So this kind of changes it a little bit, because you could own the lane of whatever your favorite team is, whether it's the Cowboys or the San Francisco 49ers or whatever. And if you don't really care about football, but you like the idea of winning some prizes, then do the game that I have and tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be, like we normally do. It's just that easy.
Duh. Winning.
I love it. Exactly. Charlie Sheen was right about one thing. Duh. Winning. Absolutely. So this gives you a better chance, perhaps, to win. Can't beat that with a stick, can you? Uh-uh. All right, so Thursday, the Naval Yard is going to open in Washington, D.C. And, of course, you know, everybody's scrambling to try to make sense of Aaron Alexis and what happened, and there is no making sense of this. I thought what was really brave and, in a way, kind of classy of his mother to do, because it's got to be horrific for her, too, right? She released a statement, actually read a statement to reporters from her house in Brooklyn, New York, saying she was so, so sorry and heartbroken and apologized to the relatives of the 12 victims and saying she was glad he was in a place where he can't harm anyone, that they've had an everlasting effect on the families of the victims, she said. And you know, here's the thing. Her name's Kathleen Alexis, because everybody looks at the family like, oh, didn't people know? You know, I say, didn't people around him know? What were the red flags? And can you really know that somebody is capable of that? You know, you might know that something's not right, and they might be getting treatment, and it's not working, but are you thinking that's going to happen? And she said, I don't know why he did what he did. I'll never be able to ask him why. I'll never be able to ask him why he did that. And she kept professing that she was just so sorry as to what had happened. You know, there was this Rhode Island cop, and I've talked about this, a sergeant, actually, who reported to the Naval Station Police last month that, and so he went that extra step, that Alexis had told the cops he was hearing voices through his hotel room wall and that people were following him and they were sending vibrations into his body. So he called the cops to his hotel room. The police sergeant knew the story, had all the information, passed it on to the Naval Station Police to make sure somebody knew about it, and nothing happened with it. Nothing happened. He told the police, after he called them to come to the hotel, that while he was flying from Virginia to Rhode Island, he got into an argument with someone else at the airport who he believed had sent three people to follow him and keep him awake by talking to him and sending those vibrations. So he was clearly not right. He was discharged from the Navy 2 years ago. He served in Texas and Illinois. He, you know, went in with a shotgun and a couple of handguns and sprayed bullets from the fourth floor down into the cafeteria in the place called the Naval Sea Systems Command Headquarters. And neighbors, acquaintances, family members, you know, everybody's being asked about him to try to figure out what possibly, you know, snapped, what made him do this. And his father said that he had anger management problems related to post-traumatic stress that was brought on by September 11th, by the attacks there. And that's the third person who said that. He complained about the Navy and being a victim of discrimination, is what the father said. He had misconduct problems in the 3 years that he was in the military, but he did get an honorable discharge. He had insubordination, disorderly conduct, absent from work without authorization, blah, 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 blah. And he got his, you know, all the things added up. He got the early discharge for the enlisted folks, and that's it. You know, they said the bad conduct was enough to know that he wouldn't be a good sailor, but not enough to warrant a less than honorable discharge. So here it is a couple days later, and while people are burying their loved ones and going through the harshness of that, he was not around to be questioned. And the question is, something went wrong, but what was it that went wrong? And were the warning signs completely missed? So as the shipyard, as the Navy Yard, reopens, that is the kind of things that are being discussed. It's the kind of things that are being discussed, and how can you find that out? How can you prevent something else like this from happening? The one thing we know, too, is that the board that does the overseeing of the U.S. Capitol Police, they're investigating they're investigating news that a tactical team trained for active shooter situations was ordered to stand down during the attack by Aaron Alexis. That's been reported. So why would the best shooting unit be kept from actually shooting? What was the reason for that? If you had them in place and you could use them. And it was, I think, the BBC that initially claimed it. And the BBC didn't pull any punches. They said that a source said that if they had been allowed to do what they could do, lives would have been saved. That it wouldn't have been 12 people. There would have been less people that could have been killed. Ooh, that's some high allegations. That they got there, you know, they got there within minutes of the report. And they were ready to do what they had to do, but they were told to not do it. Man. So they'll comb through that and get to the bottom of that. If they could have saved more people, I mean, how, that would have been great. So what would be the reason for it? They said the supervisor told them to leave the scene, that they could have stopped that. The tactical team could have stopped it, but they were told not to do that. So now there is a investigation into that allegation. How many investigations does it take to clear up one horrible situation in Washington, any of the scandals, and of course now this latest thing? Stay with us. Burgers, stocks, Siri. I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing them all up in our next O&E segment.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Went out and had a burger today. Raise your hand if you had a cheeseburger today. Did you know that it was National Cheeseburger Day? Uh-huh. And is there anything more American than eating cheeseburgers? Of course, you get a cheeseburger anywhere in the world, it seems. It's just that they're made differently. So I'm really eating healthier, and cheeseburger's not on the list. But to celebrate Cheeseburger Day, I did break my rule, and my buddy Chris and I met up at a place called Shady's Burgers, and I had a burger called In the Hood. And because I like hot things, it had on it jalapenos, but not, it wasn't ridiculous with jalapenos, and it had on green chili, which I really like. If you've been through New Mexico, then you know what I'm talking about with the green chili thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. So good. And it was good because it wasn't a ridiculously sloppy burger. It had some avocado on it, but it was neatly put on there. And it wasn't giant. It wasn't like, have the Angus burger that is gigantic that you can't even eat it. You know, they used to be you'd go to Fuddruckers when Fuddruckers was hot, and it had different size burgers. And my goodness, I mean, the one burger, I don't know how anyone could eat it. And I started to kind of in my head make a list of, if you were going to eat a burger and had a craving for it, and you broke one of Pharmacist Ben's rules and ate crappy, which he says he does. He's had pizza, he's eaten crappy food, but he limits it. I mean, that's really the key, right? So let's say you have a cheeseburger. Would it be from Five Guys? Would it be from good old Fuddruckers, because they still do exist? Would it be from a Sonic? Would it be from In-N-Out Burger? Would it be from Wendy's? Would it be from McDonald's? You know, all those burgers all taste different. Personally, I like one that tastes fresh. So most likely, I would be not in a chain spot. It'd probably be someplace more local. But anyway, hats off to the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger has been around officially since 1924, supposedly. You know, because can you really nail that down? Other people will claim. They say the first hamburger, the classic hamburger, came out of Pasadena, California. And, you know, the cheeseburger. And that happened in the 20s. And that the family lays claim to being the cheeseburger starters. We started the cheeseburger. We were the first people to slap the cheese on it. I mean, so whatever. And it's interesting because people put different kinds of, you know, Swiss cheese, Monterey Jack, you know, whatever it is. And everybody has a different thing about the cheeseburger, about what they put on it and, you know, that kind of stuff. I did happen to notice when I was just doing a few little extra minutes of research on it, that there was a one-ton cheeseburger that actually set the world record. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1 ton. Ugh. It looked so brutal. I don't even know how they cooked it. But it looked fake, but it was real.
Who made it? Where was it made?
In London. They did it in London.
Oh, America. Come on.
Yeah. America gets beat up by the Brits. All they do is rip on us. And I'm sorry, but England has terrible food. They do. They have a thing called the Yorkshire pudding, and they, you know, have a great burnt steak they can serve you. But it's not known for food by any stretch of the imagination. That's a diet, the English diet. Go to England, you won't eat for 2 weeks. Although you probably have scones and tea, and that might not be great for you either, just to eat the scones, because, you know, all that baked stuff. All right, Siri. How many of you talking to your phone and you have the woman Siri who answers you back? I don't know why, but I don't like that whole thing of asking the questions and answering it. You know, I don't know. It's kind of buggy to me. And when Siri first started, people just were abusing it. You'd go places and you'd hear that awful voice all over the place. And you know, it only debuted in 2011. But this was a way to banter, you know, ask questions, all that other stuff. So Siri got a facelift already. And they say they're not, you know, they're dropping the beta label with Siri. So for the first time, it's going to be available in American, English, and German. And they expect they're doing more languages, of course, in the future. So you can have an American accent instead of a British accent. And the voice sounds a little bit different, and it's kind of a different feel. And, you know, they've been talking about doing this and changing this, and so finally they have done it. And it's improved. That's the thing. It can check, you know, the Siri deal can check Gmail and check other things that are there on your Apple iPhone. But, you know, it's... To me, I don't know. I'd just rather just go and look it up myself than have the voice. I don't need the woman's voice coming out to me answering ridiculous questions. Now, where do I go for the closest five guys? Where do I turn next? Yeah. And that's just the thing with the phones. They just massacre you on the phones because they just upgrade it. We're already up to, what, iPhone 5? Is that what we're up to now? It's crazy. And then pretty soon your technology becomes antiquated, so then you have to learn a whole new system. And the little tweaks they do to it, I think is definitely buggy. All right, stocks. Why do you care about stocks? Hopefully, some of the people that are listening to this show have decent jobs where you've got a mixture of things, right? So you have a company 401k and they match it 50% or they do whatever they do. And that means you've got to care about stocks because your money is tied to the basket of stocks or whatever it is that you sign up for. So the S&P 500 jumped to a record high. The Dow followed. The Nasdaq followed. And they say the reason for that is the Federal Reserve said, the Fed chair, Ben Bernanke, said that they're not going to slow down the pace of the bond buying. It was anticipated that they would say that, but they didn't say that. So bond yields have been rising lately. They slid back a little bit because people bought more bonds. But the move pushed down the dollar, drove up commodities. Gold prices spiked about 4% after the announcement. Oil prices went up 2%. And it's really, it shot up in a couple of different directions. And the European markets and the Asian markets were kind of mixed, but they think it'll probably rally on Thursday, and those markets are opening up. So the stock market went really jumped up. A lot of stocks went up, probably whatever you have with the 401k, if you have one, hit maybe some of those records, perhaps, too. Might have done it, depending on what the stock was, but it's good. It's good to have those days where it looks like, okay, somebody's making some money. Somebody's making some money, and maybe when I retire and I walk around with that big number, you know how they show the people in the IMG and they're walking around with a big number? This is my number. What is your number? Maybe you'll be close to whatever that number is, because who knows? You never know with life how long you're going to live. But if you have a long life expectancy, how much money do you have put away? What for a decent retirement, how much, would it cost? $1 million, $2 million? I think easily over $1 million. It sounds overwhelming, doesn't it? Right? But even if you are very middle class and you have a decent job, but with the way the economy is constricted and stuff, you haven't gotten the raises you normally would get. Probably in the course of your lifetime, at least, you would make $1 million. But one lump sum, that's the thing. That's why so many people, when the number gets high with the lottery, I think it's just overwhelming to think, wow, what if I won? What if I won $400 million? That would be crazy, $400 million. And by the time the government takes its take, you're still walking away with huge amounts of chunks of money, and which is what I think draws people into that, because they don't have money, they can't afford to invest in whatever's coming down the pike. And part of that is because they is because things have flipped around on so many people, especially with tuitions and raising kids and all of that wrapped into one spells, we got to write some big, big checks. Coming up, we're going to talk with Alana Stewart. I mentioned this earlier in the hour, and she's going to talk about the collaboration with Stand Up to Cancer. She's the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation. She'll talk a little bit about her friend and losing her battle with cancer and what they're trying to do, hopefully, to help other people in the future. So that's next. Don't go away. Stay here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Oh my goodness, those 3 years that I spent with Farah was definitely a life-changing experience for me. Not only did I learn a lot about cancer and realize that I really wanted to devote a good part of my life in helping in the fight against cancer, in her name, in her memory, you know, I felt like it was something I could do for her. And for me to be able to just, you know, give something back.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't get recognition for dying of cancer. And the battle she fought publicly, hopefully that'll bring to light all the good things that the folks here are doing.
And I think this is just one step in trying to understand more and hopefully being able to make a difference in other people's lives.
A lot of people that were battling cancer themselves would write her and say, you know, you've given us the strength and the courage to keep fighting. Farrah Fawcett was one of my best friends. I've known Farrah since I was 18 years old. And losing Farrah has been very sad for me. Well, I know that Farrah is looking down and smiling, knowing that she's making a difference in other people's lives through her foundation. She is our little angel that's going to help cancer victims.
I've talked about this now every so often here on America Tonight about the fact that I lost my mother, Kathleen, in her battle with cancer, where she was healthy her whole life and still relatively young woman and came down with cancer, and it really changed my family. We all came together and did what we could and spent as much time with my mother as we could. And over the years, I've certainly tried to raise awareness through the radio show for different things that are happening with cancer. And we've had many of the people on from Stand Up to Cancer and the great efforts that they're doing. And we're really excited about our next guest. Alana Stewart is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation. And many of you certainly are familiar with Alana, not just from seeing her over the years in beautiful dresses and whatnot, in People magazine or wherever. But she had such a close friendship with Farrah Fawcett. And then she was a big part of Farrah's story. That was the documentary that was done that really chronicled Farrah's struggle, really courageous struggle with cancer. Alana filmed and produced that. And now she is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation, and Stand Up to Cancer is joining forces with the foundation to fund a collaborative translational research team grant that's focused on HPV-related cancers, which makes sense if you've followed the story that we've talked about with Stand Up to Cancer and how they're trying to get people to work as a team and spread the knowledge and information and do what we can to stamp out cancer. Alana, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm thrilled to be here.
So you tell us about, first of all, I'm going to wind the clock back a second and talk about, you know, it was obviously Farrah Fawcett, you say this in the story, was your best friend. You had known her for so long, and you saw what it was like for her in the fight, and that obviously touched you in many different ways. But did you ever imagine that now, you fast forward a few years, that you'd be front and center with her foundation, really in there in the trenches trying to do what you could? Did you think it would end up that way for you?
I would never have imagined it, to tell you the truth, and I never would have imagined Farrah getting cancer. And as you said about your mother, you know, she was a young, vital, healthy woman, and obviously everybody kind of knows her as, you know, our generation's golden girl. And she came down with cancer in 2006, and 3 years later she passed away, and after a valiant, very courageous struggle. And I've never been through cancer with anyone before. It was my first experience, and I have to say it was really life-changing for me. And after she died, I became president of the foundation, which she had created a couple of years before she died. And it just became my goal and my desire to try to help carry on her legacy in this area as much as possible, and to help people, to help this fight against cancer, because we're all, nearly every one of us has been touched by it.
Yeah, so true. You know, you go into a room, I was recently somewhere, Alana, and the speaker said, how many people, you know, have had cancer or had a family member or had a friend, and do you know that there was 800 people in the room and 788 stood up in the end? That just shows you.
Oh yeah, and I'm surprised it wasn't the whole room, you know, because truthfully, nearly everyone is affected by it. It's so rampant today, and what you mentioned that we're doing this initiative with Stand Up to Cancer. I think what they're doing is so revolutionary in the field of cancer research, because before this, before Stand Up to Cancer created this new model, all the different scientists and researchers worked within their own institutions, and they were all kind of working more or less in competition with each other. And what Stand Up to Cancer has done is to pull them together and create research teams where a whole group of leading scientists and researchers are working together on one team to fight this battle. And it's really exciting, the results they're having. And we came on board with them to do this project, and we're really excited and thrilled to be aligned with them.
And it's part of, what part of this is that you've got a grant that's going to commit about $1 million over a 3-year period to fund this research project. And we're talking about HPV-related cancers, and you've probably learned more about this than you ever wanted to even know, and how difficult it is to even uncover or even discover you have it. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, up until the last couple of years, no one knew what HPV was, and people are still, you know, a lot of people are still fairly unfamiliar with it. And interestingly enough, we were going to do an anal cancer project, because Farrah died of anal cancer. And when Farrah first came out and announced that she had it, there were a lot of people that were, you know, that had anal cancer, that were kind of embarrassed to talk about it. And She got so many letters from people saying, oh, thank you so much for coming out and saying that you had anal cancer, because now I don't feel embarrassed to talk about it anymore. And so she shed a lot of light on this cancer. And originally that was going to be the research team. And then we decided to expand it because 90% of anal cancers are caused by this HPV virus, the human papillomavirus. And it's a lot of people don't know that it's a sexually transmitted disease, and it is actually the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. An estimated 14 million new infections happen each year, and these are all facts that I never knew a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
HPV is responsible for, as I said, 90% of anal cancer, nearly all cervical cancers, and about half of a number of other cancers, including certain throat cancers.
Mm. Wow. And you, with the foundation, so now you're excited, you've got Stand Up to Cancer and that collaboration, and I agree with you, that's what I was saying there at the top. I love the fact that you have doctors sharing all this research and information, because I think we get closer to finding these solutions when they're able to do that, because they certainly never did that before. What's your ultimate goal to see, as the president of the foundation, what's your ultimate goal with it? Where would you like to see it, let's say, in another 10 years?
I'd like to see a cure for cancer.
Mm.
But, you know, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, but what they can do in a 3-year period, which is a relatively short period of time for the world of cancer research, is, you know, we're hoping that these teams, which will be picked from the, you know, the brightest and the best researchers and scientists from all over the world, that they're going to make some real inroads in this particular arena.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so. I'm with you. I'd love to have another conversation with you where I say, can you believe it that we've actually seen that all these collaborations have truly worked and we've got a cure? That would be an amazing thing.
Well, the thing that people should know, too, is that vaccinations are now available. You know, part of our mission statement, besides funding innovative research, is the area of prevention and awareness. And if people aren't aware, then it's very hard to help prevent getting cancers. And these kinds of cancers are preventable because of this vaccine now that they're vaccinating young girls and young boys now, and there's been a lot of controversy about it, but my suggestion, my plea would be for all parents to find out information, ask their doctors, read up on it, find out about it, because ultimately being vaccinated against this virus could save someone's life.
Yeah, I agree. Alana Stewart, what a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the Farrah Fawcett Foundation and everything that you're trying to do. We appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Alana.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.